Dear friends, today is the second Sunday after Easter. It is also known as Good Shepherd Sunday because of the gospel for the Mass. The epistle is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, the second chapter. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example, that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly. Who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice. By whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but now you are converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10. At that time Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and flieth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep. And the hireling flieth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. These words are taken from the Gospel of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, one day our Lord was teaching the people of Jerusalem, and he wanted them to understand his care and his protection of them. And so he put before their minds the image of a shepherd. The people knew right away what he was talking about. In fact, some of them were probably shepherds themselves. As our Lord began to speak, they could easily imagine this rugged, rough-looking man carrying a staff and walking at the head of his flock, leading it from pasture to pasture. They were well acquainted with the difficult life of a shepherd. He is constantly exposed to the heat and the cold, to the wind, to the rain. There is little or no shelter on the open plains where the sheep graze, and they require constant attention. Sometimes a sheep wanders away from the flock, and then the shepherd has to go and search for it until he finds it. Or other times a sheep becomes sick or is injured, and then the shepherd has to care for it and nurse it back to health. The life of a shepherd is a lonely life, too. He could go days or even weeks without seeing other people, his own only company being his sheep. They always need protection. Wolves or bears, they'll charge the flock even in broad daylight. And then the shepherd does indeed have the opportunity to risk his life for the flock. For example, if you read in the Old Testament, the life of King David, when he was a shepherd boy caring for his father's flocks, he once had to fight off a lion with nothing but a staff and his sling. And as though natural predators weren't enough, sometimes robbers attack and even kill the shepherd in order to steal the sheep. But because of all the difficulties and dangers which come with the job, a real bond develops between the shepherd and his sheep. So much so that our Lord said the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. And sheep, They're kind of interesting animals, too. They're completely helpless. They're slow. They're timid. They have no natural defense against predators. But what they do have is a deep sense of loyalty to the one who trains them and the one who leads them. It's common practice in the East to combine different flocks of sheep into one pen at night that can be more easily guarded. Hundreds or even thousands of sheep are combined into this one pen. But when morning comes, it's no trouble to separate the flocks. The sheep are so accustomed to the sound of the shepherd's voice, their shepherd's voice, that he just has to call them. And immediately those sheep separate themselves from the rest of the sheep and follow him. And this is what our Lord means when he says, I know mine, and mine know me. The sheep know their shepherd, and they follow him with loyalty and docility. And they know that as long as they are with him, they're safe from danger. And what was it that our Lord wanted to teach with this parable? What was it that he wanted us to learn about him? Well, first of all, he wants us to see that he is the perfect good shepherd. He protects us from all dangers. He provides for us in temporal necessities, and more importantly, in our spiritual necessities. And he has laid down his life for us. The second point of the parable is that we, as his sheep, must follow him wherever he leads us. And where does he lead us? What is the road that our good shepherd guides us along? As one commentator says, the road our Lord points out is the road of a spirit of poverty, of mortification of the senses, of detachment from pleasures, and of patience in suffering. In other words, my dear friends, the road that our Lord leads us along is the road of self-denial. His entire life was one of self-denial. Like a good shepherd, he put aside his own comfort in order to redeem us, even going so far as to lay down his life for us. And thus, he leads us on the road of suffering. He doesn't ask us to do anything that he hasn't already done himself. He didn't ask us to carry the cross that he himself hadn't already carried, and that he himself hadn't made light by the help of his graces. And you know, it's very easy, especially nowadays, to find these opportunities to practice mortification and self-denial. It's so easy to find opportunities to follow our good shepherd along the road to Calvary. No matter what crosses we may have, whether it be illness or financial difficulties, even just fear and uncertainty about the future, we are following in the footsteps of the Good Shepherd, who calls us to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow him. When the cross is heavy, when it weighs upon you and you feel impatient or frustrated or fearful, don't run from the cross. Don't seek some form of escape, as most people do today, whether it be through the internet or some other form of entertainment or distraction. Rather, turn your thoughts to our Lord, the Good Shepherd, and use some short aspiration to unite your will with his. Even if you just say, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. Or, Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my confidence in thee. This act of bearing the cross will greatly please our Lord, and it will win for you the help of his grace. My dear faithful, remember that we are the flock of our Lord. And just as a good shepherd loves the sheep of his flock and calls them by name, so too does our Lord love each one of us individually. We are weak and helpless without him. We're constantly surrounded by dangers, and we are in constant need of his help and his graces. But he walks before us on a sure path, the path of self-denial, which is the only path that leads to the happiness of heaven. And our Savior wants us to think about that. He wants us to remember that he leads his sheep to the joys of paradise. And thus we should always bear in mind, in the midst of our difficulties, that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to come. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.